This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged the Hemant Soren-led government cheated the people of Jharkhand during their five-year term. Addressing an election meeting at Chetna Maidan in Garhwa today, Mr. Modi said, JMM, Congress and RJD made false promises. The Prime Minister said the Bharatiya Janata Party has entered the electoral fray with the guarantee of security, stability and prosperity of Jharkhand. Addressing Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Chaibasa, Mr. Modi said the Union Government has empowered Adivasis across the state, but the Hemant Soren-led government has humiliated them. The Prime Minister said elections in Jharkhand are being conducted at a time when the entire country is moving forward with the resolve of becoming a Vikasit Bharat. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties, including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organisations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. Political activities are peaking across Maharashtra as today is the last day for withdrawal of names for the assembly elections. Both key alliances, the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, are trying to pacify their rebel candidates and convince them to withdraw their nominations. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people have been killed and 19 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pauri's Naini Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. Intensive relief and rescue operations were launched, involving teams from the SDRF, NDRF, police and local authorities. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. The Prime Minister wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. India has condemned the acts of violence perpetrated by extremists and separatists at the Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton, Ontario, in Canada yesterday. The country has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal has asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. The US will vote tomorrow to elect its 47th president in a fierce race between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic leader Kamala Harris. This election is expected to be one of the closest contests for the White House in decades. Both candidates have left no stone unturned to win over the voters, particularly in key swing states. The latest opinion polls indicate that the outcome will be decided by results in 7 battleground states: Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar formally inaugurated the new Consulate General of India at Brisbane in Australia today. On the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said the consulate will contribute to strengthening India's ties with Queensland, promoting trade, fostering educational linkages and serving the diaspora. In Indonesia, at least 10 people lost their lives after a series of volcanic eruptions took place in the eastern part of the country, spewing explosive plumes of lava and ash on surrounding villages and burning down several houses. In table tennis, India's Harmeet Desai has clinched dual titles at the WTT Feeder Caracas in Venezuela, winning both the men's singles and mixed doubles events. And with that, we end this news bulletin.